When she was gone, he sat down at his desk and fired up his workstation, determined to lose himself in the endless mountain of reports that always seemed to need his attention. To his surprise, he saw there was a private holo recording waiting for him.
"Sorry I missed the debrief, Commander,"
Theron said to him when he opened the message.
"Something I needed to take care of. But maybe later we can go get that drink we talked about. Give us a chance to just... talk, I guess."
Jace flicked off the message as it ended, with a small, contented smile. Hidden in the shadows, in the back corner of Tefith's hotel room, Theron watched the Twi'lek pack, listening with amusement to her grumbling complaints as she rummaged through the room in search of anything worth stealing.
"Stupid Republic gives us a stupid metal. Can't spend metal. Not even worth it to melt down."
"Looking for something?"
he asked, stepping into view. As if by magic, her blaster suddenly appeared in her hand.
"How'd you get in?"
"Believe it or not, these high-class hotels don't actually have great security."
Tefith lowered her blaster, but shot him a dirty look.
"Never paid us,"
she accused.
"Got your credits right here,"
Theron said, pointing to a bag in the corner where he'd been standing.
"Actual credits? Not a Republic chip?"
10,000 actual credits. I didn't think a Republic credit chip would have much value where you're going."
10,000?
She protested.
"What about credits Corvitz stole from us?"
"That's between you and him,"
Theron said with a shrug.
"Knew we couldn't trust you,"
Tefith said with a scowl as she went over and picked up the bag.
"I might be able to come up with a couple thousand more if you stick around,"
he offered.
"Not staying,"
she said, dumping the credits onto the hotel room bed so she could count them.
"Hate it here. Too shiny."
"I know what you mean,"
Theron thought. Out loud, he asked,
"So what's your plan?"
"Don't know. Figure it out. Can't go back to old Tian Brotherhood thanks to you."
"I bet the director could find a position for you with SIS as a field agent."
"Pass,"
she said, scooping up the credits and stuffing them back into the bag.
"Not interested in filing reports for a boss behind a desk. We only work for ourselves."
She slung the bag over her shoulder and headed toward the door. Before leaving, she turned back to Theron.
"No more spying on us,"
she said, waggling a finger in his direction.
"Don't need you watching over our shoulder like Big Brother."
Theron watched her go, not saying anything until the door had closed behind her.
"You might not need me watching over your shoulder, but I'll be there anyway,"
he vowed softly.
"That's what family does."
This is Mark Thompson. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars: The Old Republic Annihilation by Drew Karpyshyn. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson. Executive producer, Aaron Blank. Star Wars: The Old Republic Annihilation is a production of Lucasfilm Limited, copyright 2012. All rights reserved. Used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production Copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.